One branch of the Keystone Pipeline already exists. It runs from oil sands fields in Alberta, Canada, to Cushing, Oklahoma, with a spur running east across Missouri and into Illinois. But the Canadian energy company TransCanada wants to build a second branch that would cut across Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska, and has already begun expanding the existing line south from Oklahoma to the Gulf Coast. President Obama has been facing strong pressure from industry lobbyists to authorize the pipeline, and from environmentalists to kill it. Now, some members of Congress are trying to take that decision out of the president's hands. Utah's Democratic Representative Jim Matheson has co-authored legislation that would essentially green-light the project. He says that the State Department has already evaluated and approved the pipeline expansion, and that that should be authorization enough.
Well, this is a project that has gone through two separate National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, reviews by the Obama administration. Both reviews found no significant environmental impact for this project. It's been in that process for over 5 years now, and I believe that it's time to move forward on this project. It represents thousands of jobs in the United States. It represents a move toward greater North American energy independence, and it's important for Congress to express its view on that, and that's the purpose of this legislation.
The U.S. State Department estimates that the project would create a total of 5,000 to 6,000 temporary construction jobs. But environmentalists say that pipelines are prone to leaking, and are especially concerned that this one would traverse the Ogallala Aquifer, which in some places is very close to the Earth's surface, making it especially vulnerable to contamination. Another of their concerns? The further investment in conventional energy sources that contribute to climate change. Here's the Utah Sierra Club's Tim Wagner.
The Keystone XL pipeline, to us, I think, represents a major step backwards in terms of what this country should be doing with regards to weaning ourselves from fossil fuels. And we know that getting off of fossil fuels is a very slow process that takes a lot of effort, a lot of political will. But we've got to start. We've got to be pushing in that direction. Every dollar that we invest in dirty energy is a dollar that doesn't get invested in clean energy.
Wagner took his criticism of Matheson's involvement a step further.
Even if he doesn't believe in climate change, even if he thinks that the Keystone XL pipeline is necessary, why is he a co-sponsor of this piece of legislation? Because this bill would provide no jobs for Utah. It would provide no economic benefit whatsoever to Utah. For him to take a leadership role and actually co-sponsor a bill like this, to me, is absolutely atrocious.
But for his part, Matheson says that energy policy is a national issue.
Well, I think this is an important project for the United States of America. I think that if we can move towards more North American energy independence and we're buying oil from Canada instead of Venezuela or the Middle East, that's a good thing. And creating jobs for this country is a good thing. As a federal representative, I do think I have that perspective. While it may not directly be crossing my congressional district in Utah, I do think I have that perspective of what's good energy policy for this country.
The debate over the pipeline has been ratcheting up in recent months. The premier of the Canadian province of Alberta is currently in the U.S. trying to garner support for the project. Meanwhile, environmentalists have been staging a variety of protests, including a so-called die-in in front of Salt Lake City's federal building last week, where some protesters were arrested after lying down in front of the building's parking entrance to highlight the millions of deaths they say are the result of climate change each year. The legislation Matheson is sponsoring is slated to be introduced before Memorial Day. But it likely wouldn't make a difference if President Obama makes his decision before then. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.